Shabbos Tezayin, Chofei Tishrei, Heitav Shalamat Zayin, April 19th, 1976, on Tuesday. Continue.
Mashenikin here, in one word, embraces both Heitzoya and Achnos. Become four shachnos alauta, vin tema ba mile diet to kill the mishkachas la arba between the thousand of foods for the achnos. The Yishlema, the mishkachas look in the rashi, according to the divorce psha, inamid mog, Abishai Kunemas, this name deke, in my woman, my Yiddish word, the time alo, there was a name of mishkachas for the Yube, Elim Kintachi, Achnos. Rishuis Katon. So what does Robe say? Rishuis Katon. Rishuis Shabbistai. Rishuis Shabbistai. Just guess what it is.
But with the
Pshat
that you said in the Rambam and the Ramban,
that
Achnos is really an
Ein Av or an Av. No, so that's the Rambam, you see, the Rashbo, they say that Achnos is also an Av, but there is a more Mefureshes in Azeri that says, Miu, Haitzoye, Av, Av, Vachnos, Av, Rode. No, so they say that's told in the Machlekes between Rav Pope and Rode. So they say only Rav Pope and Rav Asher. Rav Asher is the explanatory of Rav Pope. To hold that Achnos is enough. Masheinke Rove agrees with what it says Sugya in Azirik, that Achnose is it a lot. So it's only a little bit here, because Halocha ki Basroye and Rav Pope is against Rove is a Basroye. So Mimele we pass him. That Achnos is also now. But Rove holds that Achnos is the Lord. But the Eizu Shite is that everybody agrees with Rove and with the Sugya in Azirik and the beginning of the Sugya here. So, Hokedika Shabbos, Utone Rove, Utone told us, or Slavika Shabbos, Utone told us, or Utone.
No, but it could be because these
posters
are going before the Gemara gets to Rove. So maybe we don't know what's
going on there. Rishu is Time Shinar. Perush, the Shtaim Koya Rishuis, Rishus Arab Mishnayochi. So the Pshat in the Mishnah is Yitzias HaShabbos. Now, it doesn't mean that Rove is making sense that it's a Toy Sefer on the Mishnah. Chas V'Sholem. He doesn't mean that there is a Toy Sefer on the Mishnah. He means true. That's the right deal, say Yitzias HaShabbos. But when the Mishnah says Yitzias HaShabbos, it really means, now this is at the end, we'll explain. How can Yitzias have the meaning of Rishuis. But when the Mishnah says Yitzias HaShabbos, the Mishnah really means Rishuis Shabbos. Rishuis Shabbos, Shtayim, Shein Arba Bifni, Ushtayim Shein Arba Bechutz. So this is a Sikash. Rishuis Kodon, Rishuis Shtayim Shein Arba, Pir Rishuis Koya Rishuis, Rishuis Arabi Moshis Ayochi, Vikosho Merivo, Dimkin Lahavu Mishnah Ushtayim Shein Arba Bechutz, Elo Shtayim Shein Arba Bifni, Ve'arba bechutz, shtayim lomeli. So it's a repugnant expression. If Yitzias means Hitzoye and Achnoses, Rav Pope and Rav Asher say, so we understand. It's why it repeats shtayim. Yitzias HaShabbos, shtayim shein arba bifnim, and we have shtayim shein arba bechutz. So we have the shtayim of Hitzoye and Achnoses bifnim, so we have shtayim shtei Hitzoyes. So Yishen Arba together with Shtei Achnoses, and then we have Bifnim, and then we have Shtayim Shen Arba, two Hitzoyes, together with two Achnoses, vis-a-vis the one who stands the Chutz. So we understand the repetition of Shtayim Shtayim. But according to Rove, that it means Rishuis. So there are two Rishuis. What are the two Rishuis? Rishus HaYochin and Rishus HaRabi. There are two Rishuis. Rishus Arabim and Rishus Ayochim. So why does it repeat Shtayim? So you should say Rishuis Shtayim Shein Arba Bifnim Ve'Arba Bechutz. Because it's not other Rishuis. If Yitzias means Yitzoyes Nachnoses, so then we understand. But if it means Rishuis, so it's the same Rishus Ayochim and the same Rishus Arabim for vis-a-vis the only, vis-a-vis the Malabais. So why Shtayim? Because when you want him to kill a Havel and Mishnah Shtayim 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 Shtayim. It's a very strong kasha, I mean, so the Loshni is improper. Upir Shrivo, Vishui Shabbos, so it doesn't mean Vishui Shabbos, Yish Bem Shnei Chiyub. So one word is is silent. No, in every language you have certain words that are silent. I mean, they're not spelled out. So here it's true that Yitzias means Rishuis. But what it means is not Rishuis, Rishuis, Shabbos, so Shirayim, Rishayochid, Rishisarabi. But it means Rishuis Shabbos, in connection with the two Rishuis of Rishayochid and Rishisarabi. So there are two Chiyuvim. There are two Chiyuvim that together with two others, they are Dalet Bifni, and two Chiyuvim together with two others, they are Dalet Bechutz. יש גם שני חיובים שדאו בפנים ויש חיובים שדאו בחוץ. ויציאס, מיר על רבו, די חווה כמו יקיצויץ. The question is, how can יציאס have the connotation of רשויץ? So he says, yes, it has. די אשפחו רשויץ דית ויצויץ. יחסיב, והויו תצאי סוף היום, היום. ומקרגי מינון רשויץ. So תצאי סוף, there, so it means the רשויץ. It means the border, but the רשויץ. The Targum is, in other words, the Vishus. So we see that it says of Yitzias. In other words, why? How can Vishus be called Yitzias? It says of Yitzias. The answer is, what does Yitzias mean? Yitzias means that it ends. So in other words, so a Vishus is also something that shuts up a certain domain from the surrounding domain. So Memele, we can apply the term Titesov. Titesov or Oyiti. Alright. Alright, now, these thesis were just, Maram Marshot thesis. Bobe de Reinshe Potter Umut. Vim Tena. So what does it mean? The Bobed Reishe in the first two Bobeds were, let's say, the first Bobed, were the Oni. The Oni does everything, the Akira and Anoche. And the Balabais is a passive recipient. So then, the Balabais is not doing any Aver at all. No Aver. It's Pota Umuta. Vim Teima, so why do we say it's Muta when the Oni gives the Balabais something? And the Balabais is Mikabel. So the Balabais, in effect, is Eivah Lifni Yiveya. V'im Teima V'ko'ova Lifni Yivelisitin Lichso. V'afilu Mayra. So we see, from this thesis, which is very mistaber. But one could argue that way, but it wouldn't be mistaber if he argued that way. That when is the Niser of Lifni Yiveya, only when he does an active act, whereby he causes somebody else to be Eivah Naveh. But if someone becomes an accomplice in another Zavere, passively, he's not able with me either. He's not able with me either. So Stacy says no. Even if a person does an Avere passively, even if a person becomes an accomplice, causes somebody else to do an Avere in a passive way, so he is also Eivah Lifnei Yiveya. Now that doesn't mean that according to Teisves, if let's say someone sees another person eats Nivele, and let's say he can be mafkish, he'll just tell him, let's say the person who eats Nivele is a Yisroel Kosher, but he just doesn't know that it's Nivele. So by just telling him, you should know it's Nivele, He'll restrain him from the Aveir. And he doesn't do it. So of course, he's mechuyev to be mafresh. But, suppose he doesn't, so he'll be an Aveir of Yechiyach Techiyach. But he will not be either the love of the Nihilis Nirksho. If I am a silent observer of somebody else's Aveir, and I could easily, by just saying one word, restrain the him from the Aveir, and I don't do it, so I'm a vatlen eset. An eser, achiyach, techiyach, maybe also an avere of kol Yisrael arev in zelazeh, that the Gemara learns out from the posik in the teichache. So, but not lifnei iver, he wouldn't be iver. Lifnei iver, he wouldn't be iver. So the question is, Why? Because in order to be able to eat there must be mice. In other words, if I fetch, let's say it is Yaini Nozi, so then there is a mice, so I am an active accomplice. But here, he is a passive accomplice. Still is able to be there. So does that mean that in Ochaname, according to Tesis, that if one is in a position to restrain another person from an avere, and he doesn't do it, so he's able to be there. I mean, that's not Mistabe. But the answer is, here there is a mice, but the mice is done in a passive way. There is a difference between, let's say, the balabais in the first book, poshat oni es yod lifni, vinosam is a yod shalabais. So what the balabais? Even if the balabais had his hand open from before, and he didn't open up his hand, he didn't raise his hand deliberately for the purpose of being mikabel, let's say, the handkerchief from the on. Suppose the balabai just happened to have his hand stretched out like this. For another reason. He didn't, not out of anticipation of the Oni giving him something. He just happened to have his hand stretched out like that. And then the Oni put it in his hand. He would still be able to leave, according to this. Because if Teisa Shita had been that Lifniva is only Shayach in the case where the Balabais deliberately, let's say, opens up his hand to be Mikabel, so then he's Lifniva. So then Teisa could give a very simple teretz. Why does the Gemara say, Potter Muter, there is Lifniva? No, the Mishnah has reference to the case where he didn't deliberately open up his hand, but where the Balabais happened to have his hand open before, and then the Oni just put it in his hand. The answer is, even in such a case, he would be able to. That's why Teisves as the Tkasha. But even in that case, where the Balabais had the hand open, and the Balabais didn't open his, stretch out his hand, and open it deliberately. But he opened up his hand for another reason. And then the Oni put it. So the Balabais is still doing an act of siyua. What? It's done passive. When a person is a silent observer and is not even mikabel, then there is no act. There is no maise siyua. Mashein came in this case, there is a maise siyua. But the maise siyua was done passive. But there is a maise siyua after all. Let's say when a nisha is mikabel get from the husband. So she also does a maise. Her maise is passive. The husband's maise is active. But the isha also does a maise. That's the aloha, vinosam biyodo. So in the case where the Oni puts it in the balabai's hand, so then the balabai's, by accepting it, performs a maise siyua. But it's a passive maise. Mashenkin, if someone is just a silent observer, there is no mice at all, not even a passive mice, then he's certainly not even with the evil smirch. That's another push. So the discussion is, we can take him up over with the evil smirch. But if you might show you a little bit, if you know your beauty, do you have a mission with the evil? So the more that word in Avizora says that when is there a love of Lifniveya? Only if, let's say, the nausea stands, there is a river. And the nausea stands on this side of the river. And I stand on the other side of the river, on this side of the river. And then I fetch the kesia into the nausea. Now, if I wouldn't fetch the kesia into the nausea wouldn't be able to take it. Because the kisyain is on the other side, and he has no way of getting it. So then he's Lifniva. But suppose the Meshit and the Nozir stand on the same side of the river, that's an expression, I mean, it means, so even if the Meshit, Reuven and Shimon is a Nozir, and Reuven and Shimon stand on the same side of the river, and then even if Reuven wouldn't give it to Shimon, Shimon could take it himself. So then there is no Lifniva. In other words, in case of Chadiv Redenare, there is no Lifniva. Chadiv Redenare means, in any case where the person who is able to avere to my help, could have done the Avera without my help. Without the Meshit aiding and abetting him in any way, so then he's not evil with me. He's not evil with me. So Mimele here in this case, there is no with me either. Because suppose the Barabbas wouldn't have his hand stretched out to the mitzvah of the handkerchief. So the Oni could simply put it down on the floor there, I mean. So the Barabbas Yua is not essential for the completion of the Aveir. So Mimele, there is no with me there. Mikol Mokim Yisad Rabbonon Mieke Shechayev Lafrise Miser. But the Nisar Rabbonon there is. Now the question is this. From this statement, it's mashma that the whole chiyuv of being mafris, a Jew, from an Aveira is a chiyuv Rabbonon. Why a chiyuv Rabbonon? The Rambam says in Sefer HaMitzvos, in discussing the mitzvah of Echiyach Techiyach HaSamisecho, that Bozen is Tavinu Lahafris Mitzvah. So in other words, the mitzvah of Lafrush and Yisur, that when a Jew is in a position to restrain another Jew from an Aveire, so he's mechuyev to do it. Why is he mechuyev to do it? Because of Echiyach Techiyach HaSamisecho. What is Echiyach Techiyach HaSamisecho? Echiyach Techiyach HaSamisecho means that he should restrain. So, I mean, the usual way of restraining is by talking to a person. But suppose the way to restrain it is not by talking, but just by taking away something from him, disabling him to commit an Aveire. So that also comes within the mitzvah of Echiyach Techiyach HaSamisecho. So it's a chiyuv deraisa. So, from Teisves, it's mashma here that it's an Yisrael Rabbonon. How could that be? Mikol Mokim Yisrael Rabbonon Meike, Shechayev Lafrisei Mis. Now, the Turi Even, so he asks Ikashe, he really asks that Kashe. He says, the Chiyuv to be Mafrish is a chiyuv d'rais. It's not a chiyuv d'rabbanon, but he's chilek on Teisves. The Torah even holds that in the case of chad divrei d'nehare, there is not even nisar rabbanon, because we are mechuyev to be mafrish a Jew from an isa. So certainly, if one is mechuyev to be mafrish a Jew from an isa, so he's certainly not allowed to abet him, to aid him, to help him. But here we are dealing with a case where the Balabais, who is Mikabel, let's say, the Chifetz from the Oni, so he's not a Yerushamayim, and he's ready to do the Aveira. I mean, the Oni, from whom the Balabais is Mikabel passively, the object. So the Oni is ready to do the Aveira. And even if the Balabais will refuse to accept the object, so he'll do it anyway. He'll throw it on the floor. I mean, he has many ways of doing that Aveire. And he's not in a position, you know, to change him, to be mashpi on him. Listen, don't be Michal Shabbos. So that's the kasha of the Turev and Monefshah. If the Balabais is in a position, by telling him, listen, don't be Michal Shabbos, and then he'll pay attention to the one who'll pay attention, Balabais, so then he's Mechuyim and Reis. But he's not mechuyev d'raisa because he's not in a position. Even if the Balabais will tell the Oni, don't do it, he'll still do it. And even if he will not accept it passively, he'll drop it on the floor. He has a way of being made to meshus l'shus, the Oni. So the Balabais cannot stop him. So Memele, there is no chiyuv even d'rabbanon. There is no chiyuv even d'rabbanon. Because kishem shemitzvah leim adovar anishmo, so Memele, he should not be also even to accept it. So the Torah then is chilek on Teisves. All right. Now, so we have to say that in Machaname, Teisves Shite is, of course, Teisves agrees with the Rambam that in the Sefer HaMitzvos that the chiyuv to restrain a Jew from an avere comes within the mitzvah of Echiyach Techiyach HaSamisecho. But here we are dealing with a case where he's not in a position to restrain him, because he'll do it anyway. But Esa says, inasmuch that there is a chiyuv deraisa to to restrain a Jew from an Aveire, so Mimele it's mistaber that mit Rabbonon he should not be Misaliyahit. Even though he's not in a position to restrain him now. Even though he's not in a position to restrain him now. This is what Tesis means. So, the Koibs and Army Komokin, Iser the Rabbonon Mike, Shechayev Lafrisem Iser. Because there is a Chiyuv Deraisa to be mafresh. But here we are dealing with a case where he's not in a position to restrain him, to deter him from the Aveire. But since where it is possible to restrain, he's Mechuyuv Deraisa, so Meila Midrabonon, it's also to be Misaye. Meila Midrabonon, it's also to be Misaye. In other words, what does this mean? That if there wouldn't be a Chiyuv vis-a-vis someone, someone where there is no chiyuv to be mafrish him, even if it is possible to restrain him, there is no isur rabbanon to be misaye. This is what Teis says. All right. Then Teis says, "Vafilu imay rabbi nochi to reshayich with neiver." Suppose, let's say, we could say that the first bobe has reference to the case where the balabais, let's say, the only is a Jew. Where the only is a nochi. And the Balabais is a Jew. The only is Enoch. And the Balabais is a Jew. So he says, Vafilu imay rabbi noch v'ishayich lifnei iver. So even if, so not, now we cannot say, Vafilu imay rabbi noch v'ishayich lifnei iver. So what does it mean? That who is, now in the first book, so he says, Poshat only said lifnei iver, that's the Jewish Balabais. So only chay v'albay spotah. So who is inochi? The only is inochi. So how can the Mishnah say only chay? How can the Mishnah say only chay? Only chay? So we have to say that when Teisa says v'afilu imay rabbi nochi, v'lushayich lifnei iver, v'lushayich lifnei iver, mi yisal rabbonu mi g'ditanye b'shiva pirkin neisim mizeinis linochi, בחוצר, not to be yotzo in his kokmulei, mashma dafki kishanochi bechotzer, avu imemid bechutz, upeish it yodu ifnim, mashma dosa litil hedye, al menas leheitz. So then he says, v'yesh leima, di maya rabbi noch, v'acheifet shal noch, da'afilu machnis umeitzi kol ayei, ein kanis haklau, kibnu shein acheifet shal balabais. So the Rajbo has discussion. So in other words, that the Balabais is a Jew and the Oni is enoch. And the Oni is enoch. So Memele, there is no Lifnida. So he asks, so how can he be chayev? So he mentions, Kashal Rabbisina Atsofatim Zal, for he came Shulchni was in Yirsh, the Chitain the Kibin Loi Shot the Yochel Ulania Bekarke, Lesbi Shulchni, the Kibin the Chaman Akum, the Kumina Hili Yishim is Dinos because of the Even Arim, the Kumin Sitra Bonnik, the Fakish Misa, the Yukmiu Beak, he said, there I got it, the Ei, so he said, there I got it anyway. And he says, the Oi, the only Chayiv Koma, the only Chayiv Koma, Uvigoi Mikel Menoroch. So how can we say, that is chayev if he's a goy? If he's a goy, that's a very strong kashin. So in other words, unless you are going to say that when the Mishnah says poshat oni esyod lifnim v'nosan sefelish v'labayis, so oni chayev. Now the oni is a goy, so v'labayis poter. So the Mishnah says oni chayev. In other words, if the oni had been a Jew, then he would be chayev. But the only is, I mean, that's very strange.
So I mean, so this is not just a kasha against Tzitzis. I mean, it doesn't make sense. The Tzitzis doesn't make sense. Now let's wait for a moment. Teisves, Davov Amud Beis, in Avrizore, in the Sugi of Financial Yeshit Odom Kisyayin Linozik. So Teisves says, Nire do Adin b'chol shoysu, El hoche noka Kisyayin Linozik, Mishum Nistome El Nishtek Aboyle, Kim Bikul Alme Chamrechos, Vishem Oshokach Nizrosik, אבל ישראל שום החישית מבין ולחזיר או שום ניסע אין חישית עם להישית לב. So in other reason, in other words, if a Jew, I mean, he's not in Umar, if he says, give me, there is on the table, there is bosa nevele. So you don't have to be chishit a Jew, I mean, that he's going to eat it. Who knows why he wants it? Maybe he needs it for a goy. I mean, you don't have to be chishit and you can take it for granted that he's not going to eat it. So mevele, you're allowed to be chishit. אבל ישראל שום החישית מבין ולחזיר או שום ניסע אין חייזים להישת. אבל אם ידוע להישרי צלו אחלה, עושה להישת. From the lotion of this thesis, I mean it's not negated to our Indian, but from that lotion of thesis and from the lotion in other Rishayim, it's mashma that vis-a-vis lifnei Iveya. So we can always be tailor, even though it's the Raisi. The general rule is that we can be tailor only in the Rabbono, the Sugi of Shnei Kupes. Echot Chum, Echot Chumo, and we don't know whether the chum fell into the chum or the trumo fell into the trumo or the trumo fell into the chum. So if it's trumo de rabbonon, so then the Gemara says we are tele. But if it's trumo de raise, we're not tele. So the general rule is that we cannot be tele, even though there are two alternatives, two equal alternatives. But vis-a-vis the raise, we cannot be tele. Only vis-a-vis the rabbonon. But it seems from many rishonim that vis-a-vis lifnei iveya. So we can be tailored. Even though we do not have conclusive proof that he is not going to be a Yavisa. But as long as there is, it's very likely that he's not going to be a Yavisa. So Mimele, there is no Lithneva, because Tesis Loshin is Avolim Yodu Aleisha Reitzel Ochle, Oso Leisha. But if it's not Yodu Ale, he can be tailored that he's not going to be. I mean, and this is. Because of this, so there are many things that can be done. Otherwise, I mean, so it would be almost impossible, I mean, to occupy many jobs. Because there always involves a possibility that that person will do an avere as a result of my act. But it appears from many rishonim that vis-a-vis lifnei iveya, if you can be tailor, you can be tailor. All right, but that's a parenthetical statement. אבל אם ידוע לי שרית אלו אוכלי, עושה לי שקלי. ואפילו הוא שלי, ולקום ערי לו יויב לי שוקלי. ופי זה, so they say something else, because one could argue that when is there a visa of the Tneiveya, if the Nozi, if the case Yain doesn't belong to the Nozi, and he tells me, give me the case Yain, so I'm not, but suppose the case Yain belongs to the Nozi, I'm allowed to give it to him. After all, it's his. So the answer is no, it's his, so let him take it. I mean, he's not allowed to take it, but I mean, But as far as his virus is concerned, let him take it. So, but if I give it to him, even though it's his kisyayim, I'm able to leave. Ufizeh, Teisa says, also leheishit limumrim lalins chobim varisa, afal pishu shalem, ki adobo yedua she yochlu, vihu nesa lehem, dich yisroel gomu chashvin lehem. In other words, mishumet. Let's say mishumet. So we know that he's going to eat the nevela. So we are not allowed to give it to him. Even if it belongs to him, we're not allowed to give it to him. Umayle Teisa says, Bidikoye bimokim shall yuchal likach, imbo yoishit leize, uchidimosik bidikoye bitreivana. So Teisa says, in effect, that when is it also to be meishit? A nevela, a psachazia, to a Yisrael Mumer, if the Yisrael Mumer stands on one side of the river, and I stand on the other side of the river. So if I want to fetch it to him, so then the Yisrael Mumer wouldn't be able to take it. But if the Yisroel Mumer and I stand on the same side of the river, he could take it, the Psachazir. Anyway, then it's not Osa. So what does they say? Then it's not Osa. So doesn't that mean that Teisves Navi Zorah Davov is Chilik and Teisves in Shabbos Dav Gimel? Because Teisves in Shabbos Dav Gimel says, so he says, the Av, ואפילו מאיר שהוא יוכל לתלי אפילו לא יביודי לא בא משום זה ניבר דימי שכיסי אין לי נוזיר דימי שכיסי אין לי נוזיר מייקר לי בפרק כמה נמצא חסב יש כחובי ניקוי בפרק יונר מקום מוקים של רבו למייקר and here he says that it's muta to be meishi to a mumer nivele if the Yisroel and the Yisroel mumer stand on the same side of the river the Yisroel mumer could take it anyway so that means that doesn't present any kasha. So I mean there are many balateisves. So teisves in Shabbos could represent the view of one balateisves, and teisves in another bizarre could represent the view of another balateisves. And this is the shita of the Ramo. The Ramo holds that there is a machlekes between teisves in Shabbos dav gimel and teisves in another bizarre davo. The Ramo. The Ramo in Simen in Yeredeya second Chelik Simen Kuf Nunawe in Hilchas Avodah Zarah. So the halacha is that's a Mishnah in Avodah Zarah that the Yisroel is not allowed to sell to a pagan, even the one who aved Avodah Zarah and who is makhed Korbanos to Avodah Zarah or is makhed Ketores to Avodah Zarah. So Yisroel is not allowed to sell to such a heathen Livena. Why? Because he'll definitely use it as incense to Avodah Zarah. So that's mentioned in Simen Kuf Nun Aleph, Sif Aleph. Then so the Ramo says, Vidavke Likein Avir Shechovim, a hidden priest, Oile Vichovim Shecheskosei Sheyakter Avir Shechovim. Avol Istame Vichovim, Stame Pagan, only if we know that this hidden is going to use it for a resort. But Stami heathen, and he can use it for 100 other things. So you're allowed. Again, in other words, that's also base. As long as we can be tailored that it will not be used for Isaiah, even though we have no proof, so there is no limit. Avul Stami v'chomishon. Then Ramo says, Yei Shemri, Hodi osel limkelem dvorim ashayochim la'avidoso, hayedavke imein lehem achirim kayitzebe. If he doesn't have any other Levino that he could use for as incense for Avodah Zarah, there is no other merchant, no other seller who could sell it to that heathen, you know, to that heathen priest. There are many other stores where he could buy it. So then he says, Mutalim kelem koldov. Mutalim koldov. Mordechai the Perikam Adav Yisrochovim. What does the Mordechai Perikam Adav Yisrochovim say? He says the same thing that Teisves in Avodah Zarah Davov says. The same thing that we are not allowed to give to a Mumer a Psal Neveilah, except if they both stand the Chavi with an Ar. Then we are allowed. So the same thing that Teisves. That's one sheet. Then he says V'yesh Machmiri, and then but there are some who say no. Even if it's happy with an are, but with Rabbon and Itzos, with Rabbon and Itzos, we know how to be hokil kislor or shame. We hold bal nefesh, yachmelat. So there are more pastens likut that we can be misayeya in the Hebrew Avere in the case of Chadiv and Nare. But it's not the ideal thing. A bal nefesh doesn't do it. But there are more pastens likut. There are more pastens likut. Alright. So this is the Ramoshi. So the Ramo holds that the Mordechai, which is the same sheet as Teisves Davov in Avodah Zarah, Achili can Teisves in Shabbos Dav Gimel. But the Shach is Chilik and the Ramo. And the Shach says there is no Machlokes Rishonim here. The Mordechai, which is the same sheet as Teisves Davov in Avodah Zarah, is not in conflict with Teisves Sheet Dav Gimel in Shabbos. But why does Teisves in Shabbos say that it's Osa? Because since we are mechuyev la'afchis in Yisra, So Mimele Itzosam Rabbonim to be Misayeya Yim Chadirinare. So that means only vis-a-vis someone towards whom there is a chiyuv to be mafrish from the nizik. But vis-a-vis someone in respect to whom there is no chiyuv to be mafrish from the nizik, so then there is no Yisrael Rabbon. There is no Yisrael Rabbon. So there is no Yisrael Rabbon. So Mimele, where is there a chiyuv to be mafrish from the nizik? And what is it based? According to the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos, it emanates from the mitzvah of Echiyah Techiyah Samisecho. So there it's a mitzvah of Echiyah Techiyah Samisecho, not Igoi. There is no chiyuv of Afush in Yisrael in respect to Igoi, only in respect to Yisrael. So Mele the Shach says, in the Yisrael Mumer, there is no chiyuv of Afush in Yisrael by Yisrael Mumer. So that's why Tesis Navi Zore deals with the Yisrael Mumer. So there Tesis says, there is not even Yisrael Rabbonot to be Misayeya. A Yisrael Mumer, that where there is no love of Nihilis Nihilis. But Tesis in Shabbos doesn't have reference to Yisrael Mumer. True, we are dealing with someone with a noni, who is ready to do Atchiret Anoche. But it's not an Oni who has been Michal Shabbos before. Now is the first time he wants to be Michal Shabbos. So there is certainly a chiyuv, if possible, to be mafreshim, to deter from this Avere. He shouldn't become a Mumer. Of course, one is Mechuyev. So Mimele, but he's not in a position to restrain him now. But since he's not a Mumer as yet, so there is a chiyuv. So there is a Nisa de Rabbanon. So there is Nisa de Rabbanon. So there is Nisa de Rabbanon to be Misayeya. So this is what the Shach says in regard to the Tesis here at the beginning. Now when Tesis, so we have to say, that so far the Shach says it. But we have to add one thing. When Tesis in the Teret says, V'yeish leima adimayra binochi, v'achefe shal nochi, so what does Tesis mean by nayra binochi? Tesis doesn't mean nochi, he means just admire someone who is like an ochri, in respect to whom there is no chiyuv of lafkushe misore. So there is no, the Shach says, there is no chiyuv of lafkushe misore vis-a-vis an ochri, and there is no chiyuv of lafkushe misore vis-a-vis Yisrael Mumer. So Mimele, this Mishneh can deal with an oni who is a Mumer, so he's like an ochri. But so Mimele, the kashe of the Rashbo is no kashe, because Tesis doesn't mean davke an ochri. What Tesis means is that there is no Yisad Rabbonon of Pisayeya Devarer. Teisa Shite is that there is, that even the Chadiv Adinare, there is still an Yisad Rabbonon of Pisayeya Devarer. So the Avere, but that applies only to someone who, in respect to whom, there is a Chiyuv of Lafrish and Yisor. But in respect to Inochri, a Yisrael Mumer. So there is no, the Shach says, there is no Chiyuv of Lafrish and Yisor. This is what Tesis in Avrizore. Tesis in Avrizore deals with the Yisrael Mumer. So Mele, you can even be Misayeya, if it's Chadiv Adinare. So when Tesis says, he had the Mayra Benochi, so whereas in the Kasha Tesis assumed that the Oni is an Oni who until now has been Yisrael Kosher, and now he wants to become a Yisrael Mumer. Whether he wants to become a Yisrael Mumer, be Mezit, or maybe be Sheik, so even now he wants to become a Yisrael Mumer. Anyway, so Tesis in the Kasha assumed that the Oni is not a Yisrael Mumer. So Tesis in the Teret says, no. The Mishneh, when the Mishneh says, Poter, and it means Poter or Muter, so it has reference to a case where the Oni is Yisrael Mumer, he doesn't care for Shabbos. So Mele, there is no Chiyuv of Lafris and Yisure. If there is no Chiyuv of Lafris and Yisure in respect to that Oni, so there is no Yisra to be Misayayayim, Bechadiv and Nare. So Mele, so we can answer the Kashe of the Rajput. Of the Rashi against this. Now, but we have to understand the Shach itself. Now, let's see the Shach. Sivon, Yeshemim. This really the Chayichad Amrinom Bishas Rabbi Nozir. The Ozi also Yesh Klikis Yain. Then Davke B'Nikoy B'Tchayiv and Nare. Who had in Och? V'Yesh Machmirim V'Seivim Mekomo K'Nisam Rabbanu Niki. Nisam Rabbanu Niki Afilu Lehavik M'Tchayiv and Nare. V'Chol Zeli Dasarab. Abu Finan Is Daiti D'Loy Pliget. The Kula Alme Meidim La'Amod Chay V'Tesis V'Kamad Abis Chovin. There, Tesis says, the Chadiv Adinare, you can be Meishi, a psachazir and a vele to a Yisrael mumme. The beilik chovim oi mumme ashot. Vagoes mod chai viteisiz vorosh bifere kam li Shabbos. Vi aram bifere kam la vese chovim. Who say, that min rabon el zoseya, my rabbi Yisrael, shu chai vafris el Yisa. Uchil chosev voroshot. Vigora mi Yisrael kot mi chon vele shebez mitzum vafris el. I mean, roshon of the rosh is difficult. Because we pass in that kot nechon veiles ein bez mitzuvim ein bez mitzuvim lefrise ein bez mitzuvim kol shvi Yisroel God ma shein kibim vichovim vi Yisroel mumeh shein chay vafris teit asha ikosa bidarki mei shein dasa teisus vipakam dam vichovim kidas amon chashom vishore lo shen orosh chvish pelkam dam vichovim vikosh na teisus shom im kiyom vidasa raor vidasa raab yudim orosh yisro zeze. Alright, anyway, so the shach is chelik amramor and the shach says there is no machlekes Hashem. Teitzves in Shabbos has reference to Israel, in respect to whom there is a chiyuv afkus in Yisroel, so then it's also with the Rabbonon, to be Misayei Ayin, Chavir Ulinare, and Teitzves in Avlizore, and the Mordechai in Avlizore, have reference to a Goy or Yisroel Mumer, in respect to whom there is no chiyuv of afkus in Yisroel. Now, but we have to understand, so all the Achreinim, they raise the question against the Shach, Bishrei Mei Goy, you understand? Techiach Samisecho does not apply to a God. Samisecho. But Yisroel Uma, Yisroel Avam Pishachot in Yisroel. Why shouldn't there be a Chiyuv Lafush in Yisroel? Alright, Yisroel Uma, Mechal Shabbat in Paresia, in Yavizore. So he's Kachem Chodvorov, that doesn't mean Chas Visholem that he's not a Jew. He's a Jew in the Dushes Yisroel, he's not Boka. But he has the Psulim of Inoch. In other words, his Shchite is Asuro. His Pas is Osea. He cannot be Mevatel Rishus. In other words, an air of chatziris is not effective when it requires schir smoking. He has all the psulim of an akum. He's possibly even lemnemones. The halacha is idach lemnison doesn't apply to Yisrael Muna. Not that he's a goy. Yisrael Avon b'shechot on Yisrael. Even if he's a mishumet, even if he converted himself as a mishumet 1,000 times, he's still Yisrael. Yisrael of Mishchot and Yisrael. So Memele, Voraye, that you're not allowed to be Meshitin. Let's say, betray the Nar. If he had been a Goy, so why shouldn't he be allowed? So Yisrael of Mishchot and Yisrael, it only means he has the Psulim. The Psul of a Goy. Not that he's a Goy. So he's a Jew. So Memele, if he's a Jew, why shouldn't the mitzvah of Echiyach Techiyach HaSamisecho apply to him? So still, the Shach says that La Frise Mi Yisure doesn't apply to Yisrael Mum. Now there is a Mishneh in Ma'aseh Sheni in Perkei of Ma'aseh Sheni. The Mishneh says, and that is mentioned in the Gemara in Bava Kama Daf Samach Tes. Kerem Revai Mitzayin Eisei Perik Hamishi of Masasheni Mishnah. Kerem Revai Mitzayin Eisei Vikuzi Sadomo. Vishal Ole Becharsi, Shal Kvores Bisi, Umam Chevishay. In other words, Kerem Revai, suppose someone had a Kerem Revai. So Revai, you're not allowed to eat at Chutz L'Yerushalayim. You have to take it to Yerushalayim. And it's also Ba'achil at Chutz L'Yerushalayim. So, let's say the owner of that Kerem Revai, so he's afraid less people will not know. I mean, it's not that he's afraid. He knows that there will be people who, not knowing that this is Karen Vai, so they might take some of the food of that Karen. signal to them, an indication. So what does he do? So it was accepted to use clods of earth as a siman. So if he adorns, let's say, the kerem with clods of earth, so every passerby, every pedestrian who passes by near the kerem will know why is this kerem adorned with clods of earth? That's kerem avay, so he will not deal in it. And if, let's say, there is ole, so in order to indicate to the pedestrians, to the Ivrim Bishovim, that it's ole, so then he adorns it with the fragments of earthenware vessel, the houses, Vishokvores, the seed, so he adorns it with plaster, so that's a semen. So everybody knew that the cloud of earth was a semen for Kamuvai, houses was a semen for ole, Vishokvores, a kever, for Keanim, so was a semen, so seed was a semen. Omer Rabshim Gamliel, when is the owner Mechuyev to adorn, let's say, Kerem Revai with clods of earth or with a fragment of earthenware vessel, Bishvitz, when it's Shmita? So Shmita is Hefka. So in other words, everyone is a right, everyone that passes by, so rich or poor is allowed to partake of it. Vashvitz, the Shmita nun tash. Mashein ken some melech, but many good Jews might pass by, they will not know it's ole, they will not know it's carried by, and they'll pluck the fruit and obey the Ramisa. So in order to restrain them from Isurim, so he has to make this as a siman. Mashein kein, but that's the Bishvitz. Mashein kein, Bishosh, Shnei Shavuot, other years. So a strange person is not allowed to trespass and to eat somebody else's food. And who will do it? Someone who is unscrupulous, who is a gazlan, who doesn't care for the rights of others. So Mimele, we don't have to worry about him. This is only Bishvitz. And the Loshna Braise in Staf Samachtes in Bovakami is Avu Bamedu Amurim Bishvitz, the Hefkanim. Avu Bishosh Neshavua, Halitayu L'Rosh Yomus. It's not Hasvishol and Nikole. It means you can feed him and let him die a spiritual death. That's what it means. I mean, this is how it's mashma from the Roshan Rambam Pirush HaMishne. So in other words, so the Rambam Pirush HaMishne explains it. How does the Rambam explain it? The Mishne doesn't say Alitei L'Rosh HaVyomus. That's the Roshan in Yimore, Daf Samachtes, but it's the same thing as in the Mishne Perikei, in Shmai Sashem. So the Rambam says, Ve'im Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Shalo Nitznatzrich O'Yodom Nitzayin V'Lirshim Keren Revai V'Shal Ole. So Yochlu mehem the Odom. Elo Bishnas Hashmite, Shehu Hefkia, Viyad Kol Odom Shove, Vigana Yisvikul Chomen. Ava Shaloi Bishnas Hashmite, Eim Tzorich Lir Shem, Vifishein Bishuz Ne Odom, Vishliach Yodom, Vileachil Mashem Yishalem, they have no right to take something that belongs, that doesn't belong to them. Vimova Odom Yochal, and if somebody does stretch out his hand to take something that doesn't belong to him, Ari Zegazle, Vilon Lassis Takonali Gazle, Shalo Yovil de Michel, Vifishovin Hagazlones, Yisa Godel, V'chol Zed Dovrami. We are not mechuyev to make takonis and be mafrish kazlonim from averes. Why not? Because the Yisa Gezel is more homo than the Yisa. The Yisa Gezel is more homo than the Yisa Ole, than the Yisa Reva. Why is the Yisa Gezel? I mean, Ole is love and Gezel is love. So because Gezel is Rale Shemaim Rale Bries and Ole is only Rale Shemaim, so Memele Al Pidin it is homo. So what kind of a din is mentioned here? So in other words, we have to understand that. So what? He's a gazlan. He's still a Jew. A gazlan is a Jew. The whole dover. So why shouldn't we be mechuyev to be mafreshim? And the other way, it should be a double mitzvah. If he's a gazlan, vis-a-vis a gazlan, so it should be a double mitzvah. Because suppose we don't adorn, you know, the with a fragment of earthenware. So then, many gazlonim who are accustomed to gazel will gazel this time too, and they'll be the Yisar of Lissigzl, plus the Yisar of Ole. Mashenkin, if we don't, so we will deter him from two Yisurim, from the Yisar of Ole and from the Yisar Gezel. So it's a Kalachayna. It should even be a double Yisar. So how does the Rambam explain it on the basis of the fact that Shah Yisar Gezel, Chomo Yitzhovin Gezel, Chomo Yeisar, Miovin Ole? We care about it. So the answer is this now. Where is the mitzvah of Apushen Yisrael implicit? So the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvah says it's implicit in the mitzvah of Achiyach Techiyach HaMitzvah. Now what's the pshat in Achiyach Techiyach HaMitzvah? Now when a person does an aver, any aver, he becomes a chayte. If he doesn't shave, he's only a chayte. If he doesn't be mazit, so he becomes a rosh. And until he does shuveh, so he has the shem chayte, he has the shem rosh. So if I see that a certain Jew did an aver, so he became a chayte. So I'm mechuyev to admonish him in order to be mashpi upon him that he should do tshuveh, so mimele he will not be a rosh yechete, he'll become a tzadik. That's the mechayed of the chochet of lafush and yisura, in order to make him into a tzadik. He shouldn't be a chete. That's the essence of the mitzvah of achiyach techiyach, or the essence of the mitzvah of achiyach techiyach does not consist in changing the status of the Jew, but it consists in restraining him from a specific ma'aseh. What's an nafkamina? Nafkamina is this. Let's say, suppose you know a certain Jew who eats nivele every day. When he eats supper, he eats nivele. But if you invite him one day to your home for supper, he'll gladly accept the invitation. And this one time, this one day, he will not eat nevela. But the next day, and every other day, he'll continue eating nevela. So you're not in a position. If, let's say, you, by inviting him to your home, you can have a long talk with him, and you can be mashpi upon him, he should become a bal tshuva. So of course you are mechuyev to invite him to your home for supper, and be mashpi upon him. But if you know, that will be futile. But you can invite him for one supper, so he'll eat one kazayis or 10 zeisim less. So you'll be matzling him from 10 averes every kazayis. So he's a nisa of malges. So are you mechuyev to do it? So the Rambam says no, you're not mechuyev to do it. Because if it depends upon this question, what is the essence of Echiyach Techiyach HaMisecho? Is the essence, does Echiyach Techiyach HaMisecho consist in an obligation to restrain a Jew from a specific act of Yisrael? So then I'm a chuyah. Even though, after the supper, so the kosher supper, he'll continue eating trade. So he'll remain the same rosh, the same chayte. But at least you are mafkisim from a number of averes. No, but we can say no, that the mitzvah of achiyach techiyach samisecho does not consist in restraining a Jew from a single act of Israel. No, from Navere. But it consists in changing the status of the Jew. Because if he is a chete, if he is a Navere, no matter what Navere is, so he has a Shem chete. So you have to restrain him, in other words, prevail upon him that he should not do Navere, in other words, and not repeat that avera again. In other words, you should become a bal tshuva. So change his status. This is the mechayev of Echiyach Techiyach. So there is a fundamental distinction between the Yisrael of Lifnei Iver and the Yisrael or and the mitzvah of Echiyach Techiyach. Vis-a-vis Echiyach Techiyach, so the mechayev is not the afrushe of a single Yisrael, but the mechayev is changing the person. Being mafkia the shem roshe, the shem chayte of the gav. But so if it is a person who never did, let's say who never ate nevele, so naturally yam mechuyev then by let's say if you know if it's a person never ate nevele, but you know that he is ready to start eating nevele, and by inviting him to your home, so you prevent him from embarking upon that path. So naturally yam mechuyev mitzad hechiyach techiyach to invite him to your home. And so he shouldn't become a Rosh, he shouldn't become a Chayte. But if someone has addicted himself already to the eating of the Veil, so if you are in a position to change him, of course you are Mechuyev. Not only if someone addicted himself to eating of the Veil, even if someone is a Mishumet, a real Mishumet, but you are in a position to be Mashpi upon him, that he should become a Balchuve. So even though he is a Yisrael Mumea, you are still Mechuyev to be Mashpi upon him. When the Shach says, you're not Mechuyev, he doesn't have reference to a case where you can be mashpia on him that he should become a Bal Tshuva. No, you cannot be mashpia on him, but you can restrain him from one act of Avera. But then tomorrow, and the day after tomorrow, and every day, he'll do the same act again. So in other words, you're not going to change his status anyway. He'll remain the same Roshe. He'll remain the same Chaytei. So then there is no Chiyu. That's in regard to Echiyach Techiyas HaMesecho. But in regard to Lifnei Yiveya, so even if he's in Shumet, you're not allowed to fetch him, let's say, Psan Avera. But you'll say, what difference does it make? When Avera more, when Avera less, he's the same Shumet, the same Roshe. The answer is, Lifnei Yiveya is not based upon the fact that you are making, you are helping him to become a Roshe. The believer is based upon the fact that you abet, you aid a person, whether it's a Jew or not a Jew, the believer applies to going too. That you abet and aid a human being, do an aver. Even though, without this aver, it will be the same Roshe. Doesn't matter. So that's the reason as to why, in regard to Lifnei Yiveya, so that applies to a Mumer, even a Mishumer. But in regard to Lafushim Yisure, you don't apply unless you can be mafris him completely from that aver. So, one second. So this is what the Rambam says. The Rambam says, that in view of the fact that the Yisar Gezel is more chomur than the Yisar Ole, so memeila halitei l'rosh v'yomrus. You can even feed him averes and let him die a spiritual death. Since you're not in a position to change him and make him into a tzaddik, so we don't have to restrain him from every single aver. So he says now, but the question is this: there are, fortunately or unfortunately, there are many Jews who don't care for the Yisar Gezel. Yisar Gezel is nothing, but the Yisar Ole, they are maktik. So memela, that means that the potential eaters of the Ole, so are not rishoyim in the Yisar of Ole. They are only rishoyim in the Yisar of Gezel. So too, that the mechayev of Tichoche is not the ma'is avere, the achfushe of the single act of avere, but the mechayev is changing the status, being mafkia, the shem roshe, the shem chayte, but you can prevent the shem roshe, because right now he's only roshe who is addicted to the Yisager, but he's not addicted, he never was either the Yisar of all, he's not a chayte. In the Yisar Ole. Now, when he'll eat, he will not know, so he'll become a chayte in the Yisar Ole. So why shouldn't I be mechuyev on the score of Echiyach Techiyach to prevent his becoming a chayte in the Yisar Ole? So the Rambam says, if the Yisar Ole had been more chomor than the Yisar Gezel, then Echana, let's say, if a person, let's say, is addicted to Nevel, but he was never Michal Shabbos. And right now, he's ready, he's on the verge of being Michal Shabbos. So then we cannot say, Alitil Rosh Yoms. Let him die spiritual death and do more Averes. Because right now he's only a Rosh Kal. Mashenkin, if he'll start being, if he'll be Michal Shabbos, he'll become a Rosh Chomo. So memele, I'm a Chuyev to be Mechiachin. And prevent his becoming Rosh HaChomer. So not only is there a chiyuv on the basis of Echiyach Techiyach to change a person from a Roshe into a Tzadik, but if it's possible for one Jew to change the status of another Jew from a Rosh HaChomer into a Rosh HaKal, he's mechuyev. Let's say if a person, let's say, he's addicted to all kinds of aveiros, to Chil Shabbos, to Farhesien, and to Nevele, and we can change him and can make him into a Shema Shabbos. But he cannot change him into an Eichel Kosher. So he's mechuyev to change him into a Shema Shabbos. So at least he will be a Rosh HaKal, he will not be a Rosh HaChomer. So memele, if the truth had been that the Yisar Ole is more chomer than the Yisar Gezel, then Rav Shimon Gamliel wouldn't say Alitei L'Rosh HaYomus. But the truth is that the Yisar Gezel is more chomer. So how will you, what will you accomplish by adorning the Sodeh with the clods of earth, or with the Kerem, the Sodeh with clods of earth, or with fragments of earthenware? What will you accomplish? We will not change his status from Rosh HaChomer to Rosh HaKal. He will still remain a Rosh HaChomer. With your own accomplice, you will restrain him from saying, we don't have to worry about it. So this is the pshat. This is the pshat in the shach. This is the pshat in the shach. So in the mele, we can understand. We can answer. I mean, the Rashi Kasha against Tosfos. This is what Tosfos says. The Yishleimah the Ma'ira binochri va'achim v'chol nochri. So he doesn't mean that the nochri. He means Yisrael Mumer. We deal here with someone vis-a-vis whom there is no Yisrael Rabbanon of being Misayeh Devarim. It's Yisrael Mumer. Tesis in the Kasha assumed that the Oni is not Yisrael Mumer, but now is the first time that he is ready to be Michal Shabbos. So Tesis says, no, the Mishnah deals with an Oni who has already been Michal Shabbos many times. He is already Yisrael Mumer, and he's not in a position to make him into Baal Tshuva. He's only in a position to prevent this act of Chol Shabbos. But he'll be Michal Shabbos 10 times again, the same Shabbos, or next Shabbos. So Memele, there is no, so we say, Ali Teilo Rosh HaYomus, there is no Chiyu Lafkusim Yisure. If there is no Chiyu Lafkusim Yisure, so Memele, there is no Yisrael Rabbonon of Misayei Yedavadeh. Now, this is Tesis time. What does the Tesis Shem say? And this is mentioned also by the Rashbo. Iname Yishleima, the Mikol Mokim Yisrael Shabbos, Potter Umudah. So he says that here we don't, when we say Potter Umudah, we don't mean Muter, in the sense it doesn't involve any Avera. It doesn't involve an Avera of Shabbos. It doesn't involve an Avera of Shabbos. Now, this is not in conflict with what I said, as Pshat in Rashi and Ramban and Ribo, that there are two separate Yisurim. Yisurim also Lechiyuv Chatos. And so that means it's an Issa Melochem Rabban. And Yisurim also Lechiyuv Chatos. So it's not an Issa Meloch, it's Taman Issa. So that might seem to be in conflict, because Teisa says that the first Bobe, Potter Muter, also involves an Issa Rabban. But it doesn't involve an Issa Shabbos. But the question is, even the other Bobes, so the Mishnah doesn't count. The Gemara says in the Maskonet that the Mishnah only counts those Isurim that the Rabbonon represent Meloches. But the other Rabbonons too. And the other Rabbonons, that Loyos Lechiv Chatos, is also in contrast to the Potter Umudah. But the answer is no, that's no Kashe. Because Tesis here says, Yesh Lemad Mikol Mokim Nisa Shabbos Potter Umudah. So the Gemara means there is no Issa Shabbos. Masheikin, the other Isurim, even the Anoches, let's say, which do not constitute Miloches, the Rabbonot, according to Rashi. So they do not constitute Issa Miloches of Shabbos. They do not come under the heading of the Amtes Miloches, but it's still an Issa Shabbos. It's not a general Issa. Masheikin here, in the first Bove, and the second Bove, of Potter Muter, so there is no Issa Shabbos altogether. It's not only there is no Issa Meloch and Rabbonon. There is no Issa Shabbos altogether. It's a general Issa. So the general Issa is called Potter Muter. Those Issurim that are Issurim Shabbos, but do not constitute Issurim Meloch and Rabbonon, so are called Oseah Velo Yosel Yechiv Chatos. And those Issurim Rabbonon, that are not only Issurim Shabbos and Rabbonon, but they also constitute Miloches Mirabonon, that come under the heading of the Lantes Miloches Mirabonon. So they are called by the Gemara Yisur Adios of the Chiv Chavis.
Seventh Yisur in Shabbos. Hey, Chav Zayin, Tishrei, Hey, Tov, Shin Lam, Zayin, no, October 21st, 1976, Thursday.
Dalit. Now, this is as the kashe. Why does the Gemara say Bovi Dereisha Potter Umutea? So he's the only makes the Akira and the Anoche. And Balapai is the passive recipient of the Chepet. So then the only is Chayef, Balapai is his Potter. But Balapai, so why is it Mutea? The Balapai is his able with Meira. So he said that even though he's passive, but he's still performing a passive act. So it's not like a silent observer. So Miller is leave. So Tesis is a teretz. So, but then Tesis says, but with Rabbonon, he still also, there's a Yisrael Rabbonon to be Nisayeya. They were aware even the Chadivor in that. So then Tesis says, Vafilu in my Rabbi Nochi, Lishayach with me, where between Zidin the Yisrael Rabbonon. Of Nisayeya, they were aware. It's not Shaya by Nochi, because the Yisrael Rabbonon, of Nisayeya, they were aware. It emanates from the Chiyuv Afrosh, and by Nochi, there is no Chiyuv Afrosh, so Mela, there is no Yisrael. The Rabbonon of Nisayeya, they were aware. Only the Reisel of Nineveh applies to Nochi. Not the Rabbonon of Nineveh of Nisayeya, they were aware. So, Miu Yisrael Rabbonon Miike. So what do you mean Yisrael Rabbonon Miike? But by Nochi, there is no Yisrael Rabbonon of Nisayeh Da'avere. So it means, too, by Nochi, there is no Yisrael Rabbonon of Nisayeh Da'avere, but there is another Yisrael Rabbonon. But as it appears from the Gemara Daf Yotes, Kenitanye, Yisrael Rabbonon Miike, Kenitanye B'Shir Epirke, Neistim Yisrael Boi Nochi B'Chotzer, Metolei V'yotze Yenis Kokiwein. Mashma Daf Shanochi B'Chotzer, Avonim B'Chutz, So it appears from that Gemara that you're not allowed to give a nochi who stands behutz to give him a chitz. Why is that osea? Why is that osea? It's not amir o nochi, because amir o nochi when you tell the goy to the mloche. But here, let's say the goy asks the Jew to give him something, and he's patient yode. So why should that be osea? So it appears from this thesis that the Yisrael is based upon Merzek Kishluch. Upon Merzek Kishluch. Now Rashi, Daf Kuf Nun Gimel, Rashi, the Mishnah, Mishi Hachsha Bederach, Nesim Kisal Inochi, Vimen Inochi, Manichal Hamei. So Rashi says, oh, my time, the Gemara is the Kasha, my time is Shaul Rabbonu, Nesim Kisal Inochi. My time is shown is no khiva are you shtuche we so any the shabbes even though here too he doesn't say anything to him he just gives it to him but the whole apoche see so when he gives it to him it's like a silent directive in other words he should carry it why does he give it to him on the road but Rashi says are you shtuche we so any the shabbes so the mele so we see from this Rashi that when you give a chayfet, you are the Rishus Rabbi, and Sechshe Baderech, and you give, let's say, your wallet, you give to a goy that is with you, so it's also because mid Rabbonon, it's like a shliach. So, all the Achreini mentioned that from this Rashi, it's mashma, that Amir Alinochi Shvus, is based upon shlichas. But, ein shlichas lakum, the answer is, the Gemara says in Bavitzia, the fine Aleph, the Gemara says that Lechumre Yesh Liches. So some Rishenim hold that this doesn't remain the Maskone. But there are some Rishenim who say that this remains in the Maskone too. In the Gemara is a Neshech, the fine Aleph. That Yesh Liches Leakum Lechumre Midrabot. So Memele, that is, so Rashi Shite is, that the reason is why Amir Ali Nochri is Oser on Shabbos, because the goy becomes the soil shliach, but an akum is not a bahocha of shliches. Ma'atem nibris av shluchachem nibris, atem gam atem. So, but mit Rabbonon, the Gemara da fein alef from Tzia says, ye shliches la'akum mechumre. So, memele, that's why it's also to tell a goy to do a mloch. The Rambam mentions something else, as to why Amir al-Nochi is also on Shabbos. Perikvon of Vilcha Shabbos Halacha Aleph. Also, Leim Al Inochi Lasis Lo Nemlocha B'Shabbos. Afal Pishin Mitzuv Al Shabbos. The Afal Pishin Omal Li Nikid Ma Shabbos. The Afal Pishin Mitzorach Lo Isin Yochem. El Lachar Shabbos. V'Dovo Ze Oso Midwe Seifrim Kidei Shalitiye Shabbos Kalo B'Inayen V'Yoveyu Lasis Be'achim. So according to the Rambam is Chilik HaRashi. According to Rashi, Amir Al Inochi is based upon Shliches. So, so yes, lichas la'akum lechumrem derabono. According to Rambam, it's a special gzeire. Kidei shoyt yeshabes kalabineim v'yovei las batzu. Dagos mayne, there, and there is base in the Rambam, Dagos mayne, so he says, osel litein
Linochi, Moiz Berf Shabbos, Shiniknele, Limochor, Bim Ashuk. Suppose on Shabbos happens to be the market day. There is a fair, and he tells the goy, he gives him money, Erev Shabbos. So you should buy something at the fair. So it's Osa. Why? I'm Linochi, but he says, Ki Yeish Shliches, Linochi Lechum. Linochi Lechum. Because he shliches linochi lechum. So mele, but the Rambam shita is not like that. The Rambam mele linochi is a special takone because it is Shabbos kalabinayim yodas v'atzmon. Now, so it seems the tesis now tesis here. This tesis operates with two rabbonos. One rabbonon the tesis considers here that gimel medale is the rabbonon of misayeh d'rave. And this the Rabbanon is based upon the chiyuv of lafkush and isuf. Mimele by Israel, even chadim adenare, where there is no litniva milraise, but there is a misa the Rabbanon of litniva of misayid v'aver, which is based upon the chiyuv of lafkush and isuf. But in as much as this the Rabbanon of misayid aver is emanates from the chiyuv of lafkush and isuf. And these are the Enochit, so there is no Chiyuv of Lafushim Yisure, so the Mele Yisrael Rabbonon of Musayi De'Avere doesn't apply it. This is what the Shach says in Sivin Kupin Aleph in Yadei. But then there is another Rabbonon, and that Rabbonon is that the Davke Kishanochi Bechotza, Avoli Meimi Bechutz, Peshet Yod Lifnim, Mashpa Dosa Lidilad, Yavnas Leitzi. Why? Because it smells like Kishluch. So the Mele, and that applies to a goy too. That applies to a goy too. Even though a goy is muftav shliches, but lechumre, there is shliches la'akum. So that's the skashe. That's the skashe. So b'meile, how can the Gemara say potter umutea? In the first bove, even if we say that the oni, we are dealing with an oni enochi, so there is no iser of misayir de ravere, that the rabbonon doesn't apply. But another rabbonon of merzek is shluche, that applies to Enochi too, because yes, shliches lechumre, the Rabbanon is agoyis ma'imisez. So Teisva says, v'yishlima v'mayi rabbi nochi, v'achim v'chal nochi, da'afim v'machnis v'meitzik v'ayim, v'inkanis ha'klal, kim v'shinachim v'shubo v'ayis. So it's so v'mon efshach. In so far as this, so the Rabbanon of Messiah Yediva Avera is concerned, so that doesn't apply to Egoi altogether. Whether l'achim v'tishol Yisroel, l'achim v'shal nochi, because the Isa, the Rabbonon of Misayid Avera emanates from the Chiyuv Lafushe Misure, and vis-a-vis Nochi, there is no mitzvah of Lafushe Misure. And there, as far as the other the Rabbonon is concerned, we're not allowed to give a goy, a chayfetz, when we know that it is given for the purpose, he should take it out into the Rishus HaRabim. So that is an Isa, the same kind of Isa like Amir Enochi, even though he doesn't tell it. The goy asks him to give it to him. So he's patient Yodei. But it's like shliches, and yes, shliches leakum lechumres da goyis ma'amin says. So when is it like shliches? When is it merzik shluchei? If the Israel gives his chavetz to the goy to be taken out by the goy, but if the goy stretches out his hand and he wants to take from the Israel the goy's chavetz, how can it be considered as the shliach of the Israel? The goy's chavetz, so he takes it because it's his. Not b'teir ha-shliches. If it's a Yisroel tzcheifetz, then it's merzik ishluchet. But if it's a goy tzcheifetz, how is it merzik ishluchet? So it's not merzik ishluchet. This is it. But then, as far as the Rashbos kashi is concerned, Monef Shachiv, then, if the oni is enochi, so how can a Mishnah say, Haoni chayev? So the Masho mentions a very big deiche. In other words, Haoni, when it says well only chayev, so then it has reference to a case where the only is Israel. But if the only is Israel, so then the balabais is a nisa. So then the Mishnah doesn't say potter. When does the Mishnah say potter? If the only is a goy, and if the only is a goy, so then it's not chayev. So it's not mikatan. But of course, this is a very big dechad. So we said that Teisves says the Ma'ir Minochi Teisves doesn't mean Davke Nochi. Teisves means Nochi or Yisroel Mumer. In other words, where there is someone vis-a-vis whom there is no mitzvah of Lafushe Misore. So if there is no mitzvah of Lafushe Misore, there is no Yisrael Rabbonon of Misayeya the Avere. There is no Yisrael Rabbonim that is Avere. So Memele Nochi or Yisrael Mumah the same way. And Yisrael Mumah can be higher. Yisrael Mumah can be higher. All right. Now anyway, so we see from this thesis that there are two Yisrael Rabbonim. One Yisrael Rabbonim is an Yisrael Rabbonim that is Avere. And that Yisrael Rabbonim doesn't apply to Enoch. And doesn't apply to Mumah, as the Shach says. But, and then there's another Yisrael Rabbonim of Merzik Yishluch, because Yishluch is La'akum Lechumre Mir Rabbonim. And that applies to Enoch. Applies to Enoch Yolz. Applies to Enoch Yolz.
Yes. My question is, even if this is being a Shlich to a Yisrael, how would it work that this is not allowed? We're saying it's
Merzik. So that means Mir Rabbonim. The Chumre is considered as seeing the act done by the Goy as if it's done by the Yisrael. That's Shlichas. Shlichas means that the act done by the Shliach is attributed to the Mishalach.
Yeah, but then we have, if there's no Shlichas to the Avera, so why would the Miachas back to him?
Oh, you mean because the Shlich of the Avera?
Yeah.
Well, so first of all, by Goy it's no Avera. So the Aloch of the Shlich of the Avera doesn't apply here. The Gemara says, according to one Mandoma, that if it's not a Bachiyuve, and here it's even more than a Bachiyuve. Because it's no Maisavir altogether. There is no Maisavir altogether. So, the Aloch of Yishlich Ba'avir doesn't apply. The Aloch of Yishlich Ba'avir. But, Yishlich is Lakum, so that's the Shiva Savishayim, that goes my name, that Yishlich is Lakum Lechum. So, the Mele Shluch is not a Meisei. So, that's why it's awesome. But when is it Merzik Yishluchei, if the Chivetz is the Chivetz of Yisroel? But if the Chivetz is the Goy's Chivetz, then it's not like Shlichas. It doesn't have, it's not Merzik Yishluchei. Now, still, the Rosh is Chivetz on this case. Now, let's see the Rosh. Now the first paragraph in the Rosh. The Kiyas HaShabu Shayin Shana Abu 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 Shayin. So then it says, Hane Trei Bo, Vas Reise, Ito Ben Shneim, Turin Potter Abu Rosh Akom. Da Abu Shnaim Shosh, Zeikev Zegmi Achosim Rabon. U Trei Bo Bekamayse, Dikto Me Ben Balabai, Potter Bo Ani Potter. Before it's Bigmore, the Potter Umut Ali Gamre. Mishin Lav Yidekov. Rikosh, Veiche Koma, the Potter Umut Ali Gamre, Vokova, Mishin Neibar, Isit Mirsh. Uch mei meishit kisyayin li nozi yavim nachay li meneach. Vein lei ma, doch em ayer bechay gavne, da afilu im lo yoyim lo yishnei biyodim, hoi yochil litnei, de hashto lekim mishum tnei yivam isit mirk shul chadil el mare, ki li muha fle kamda mizore, di mekel hod meishit kisyayin li nozi yavim nachay li meneach, di kai mitreim el nare, two sides of the river, vel yochil litnei mo sheish lei. But, and so here the mishnei is dealing with chadil el nare, that the oni was in the position to do the Avera even without the help, the passive help, afforded to the Oni by the Balabai, the Mikolma came in with Chadi with an Are, and we could do the Avera, the Oni could Avera anyway. Mikolma came in with Rabbonik. Why? Because the Nisaya of Nisaya de Vare. Say Rabbi. The Afil Kot Nech on the Veles, Bezn Mitzulim La Afris. Kolshkin, Godel, Shaloy Nisaleel. So, in other words, so he says the same thing as Tesis. He says the same thing as Tesis, but with one difference. Tesis doesn't mention the Gemara of Kot Nechon Eveles, Bez Mitzvah Afrisim. He just says, Mikol Mok Misa Rabon Mike, Shechayim Vafrisim Misa. Whether Kot Nechon Eveles, Bez Mitzvah Afrisim, or Rei Mitzvah Afrisim, that's a whole sugya in Yivomis Dafkof Yedal. And there is a machlekes in the Gemara. There is a mandoma who says Kot Nechon Eveles is best mitzvah afkisei. Rabbi Yechanan in the Gemara says that Puf Yidalet in Gomez Svuke Misabkele as a suffix where the Kot Nechon Eveles best mitzvah afkisei ain't mitzvah afkisei. We pasku. All we say in pasku. The Kot Nechon Eveles ain't best mitzvah afkisei. So whether Kot Nechon Eveles is best mitzvah afkisei ain't best mitzvah afkisei. But God Nechon Eveles goes without saying that Bezn is Mitzvah Afrisim. That's the essence of Achiyach Techiyach. So why does the Rosh have to mention a Gemara in Yevomes for Pichlevelis, which is not a little bit of Hilchas, say, why do they have to mention it? You are not dealing here with the cotton. We are dealing here with an only a Godel, a Yisrael. I mean, if he had been a cotton, the Mishnah wouldn't say Chayim if he had been a cotton. So why mention something that is telling me they told in the Machlekes and it's not a little bit of Hilchas, say, when he could mention the Aloch of Lafushim Yisrael, it's a double portion that there is a Chiyuv of being Mafish Misor. So we have to understand this. All right. Ulson Zibra, I just want to go over the whole Moshe. The Mikom Mokim Yisrael Rabbon Nik, the Afil God, Lech Kot Nech Levele, that Nitzel Vaf, he said, Kolch Kim God, Ulso Yisrael Yer. Since there is another way, so the Pshat in the Rosh Yisrael, since there is a Mandoma, that in Kotten, there is a Chiyuv Vaf, Nish Misur, Allah has come over Chamo, that in God, I shouldn't be allowed to be Yisrael Yer, even the Chadim Adma. Means it. So he could say, because God will mitzvah laf, he said. So the Mela, he tossed to the Misayeya. So apparently, one thing is clear. Now, the Tur Eben, and Chagige, Daf Yudimu, and the Gemara of Inei Schim, the Reseir Oli Lochi, Shemem Amani Dvor of Yaakov, Kuk of Mishpat Oli Yisrael, Rosh Ochim Lechol Goy. So there, Tesis says, Tikashe, why do we have to resort to a posik? In Tehillim, Amani Dvor of Yaakov, Akum Shosek Beteiro, Yichayim Mise, Chayim Mise Vishamayim. So the Mela, if Yisrael teaches a Goy Torah, so he's even with Neiva, why do we have to resort to a posik in Tehillim? So Tesis gives the Teret, taking the Teret, the Nafkimina is where it's Chadir Adinare. If this Yisrael will not teach him the Torah, so there's somebody else who will teach him Torah. So it's Chadir Adinare, so then there's no Neiva. So it's still also because of Magid Vorovia. And Magid Vorovia. So there is a very long Turev in the Madure, in the Kuntra Sachrin and Chagie, of the Turev and Chagie. So he mentions the whole thesis here, thesis in Shabbos, this is the Tur Eben that Rabbi Kiriga is referring to when he says, I am Tur Eben, that's the Kuntra Sachrin and Chagige. So he mentions all thesis. And these Masikan thesis, I mentioned last time. What is the Masikan thesis? He says, So he says, Monefshach, if he's in a position to be mashpia on him, to be mafrish, so then why only mid rabbonon? Then it's mid raiz also. If he's mechuyev to be mafrish mid raiz, and that is implicit in the eser of achicheyach tefir samisecho, as the Rambam says in Simcha Mitzvah. So memele, it's oser, bikum vasei, to be misayayay. But we can say that this Mishneh is reference to the case where the Balabais is not in a position to be Mashkiyani. So Memele, there is no Chiyuv of Lav Chusim. Since the Mishneh deals with a case where you cannot accomplish, the Balabais cannot influence the Oni to deter him from the Avere of Chil Shabbos. So Memele, why should there be a Nisar even become Vasei to be Misayim Bechadim Adinare? So he's chelik. So the Torah Eben Shita is, we saw that there is a machlikas between the Ramo and the Shach. The Ramo holds that there is a machlikas v'sheni as to whether there is a nisar rabbonon to say in the avire b'chad yivodinare. And so in other words, that according to Mordechai, there is no in Avizore, there is no nisar rabbonon. According to Tesis in Avizore, there is no nisar rabbonon. The Ramo says, but. According to Tesis and Shabbos, there is a Nisar Rabbanon and the Shach says there is no Machlekes between Tesis and Shabbos and Tesis and Avnizore and between Tesis and Shabbos and the Mordechai and Avnizore. But the Mordechai and Avnizore and Tesis and Avnizore have reference to Nochi and Yisroel Mumer. So there is no Chiyuv Vafkush and Yisure. So there is no Nisar Rabbanon of Nisayid Avnizore. Mashenkin here, Tesis is referring not to a Nochi or a Mumer. So there is a Chiyuv Vafkush and Yisure. So we see that there is a machlekes between the Shach and the Ramo as to whether there is a nisa, as to whether according to certain rishonim there is a nisa, the rabbonon of misayid aver, bichadi v'dinare. The Tur Eben is chilek on this thesis, and he says bichadi v'dinare there is no nisa rabbonon, and even by Israel and not in Israel. Why not? Because too there is a chiyuv to be mafrish. So if he's in a position to be mashpia upon the avarian, that he should. Do tshuva, he should refrain. So then, of course, he's mechuyev from the raise of the b'mafrish. So in Mele, there is a nisa the raise of being Misayeya. But this Mishneh might can deal with the case where he cannot be, the Baal Bayis cannot be Mashpia upon the Oni. So there is no Chiyuv Afkushe Yisure, neither with the Raisa nor with the Rabbanon. So there is no Yisa to be Misayeya either. This is what the Rebbe says. Now, so apparently, that is the Rosh had all this mind. In other words, the Rosh was also was aware of the difficulty in the Tesvis. How does Tesvis prove that there is a Misa Rabbanon of being Misayeya? Even if he is not in a position to accomplish. Why? Because there is a chiyuv to be mafrish, but there is a chiyuv to be mafrish only when he can accomplish, not when he cannot accomplish. So because of that, the Rosh says no. Two, that even though the Mishnah, even if we say that the Mishnah deals with a case where the Baal HaBayis cannot accomplish, so there is no chiyuv of chiyach techiyach esamisecho, there is no mitzvah midraise to be mafrish. So certainly there couldn't be a misa of misayeya in such a case. But midrabonon there is a chiyuv to be mafrish. The misa de rabonon there is to be misayeya de ravere. Why? There is one man d'omar who says that even kotnech univeles. So is best mitzvah to be mafrish. Now a kotn is mufti of the shem rosh and shem chiy. A kotn. If a kotn, let's say, is mechal shabbos. He doesn't have a Shem Roshi. And this is really implicit in the Ramo, in Simen Shin Mem Gimel, where the Ramo says, Kotn she hiko esovi, or hichil es ha-shabes, or you also shor is avira b'katnuse, ein lechayev las is tshuve kishi yagdo, av mutom bo kim tzoro kul kapore. So, why is tzoro kapore? So the Bir Agro says, in Simen Shin Mem Gimel, because of the Gemore in Sanhedrin, that the Gemara in Sanhedrin, I think it's Daf Nun Gimel or Nun Dalet, Kotn Takol Enamik. The Gemara has an Abaye. The Chiyuv Misa of a Behemo. The Chiyuv Misa of Behemo. If one is Reveya Behemo, so the Aloche is Uskalkem Bavon. So even the Behemo is Mechuyavis Misa. So there is no Averes. There is no Onshin for Averes by Behemo. So why is the Torah Mechayev Misa of Behemo? So the Gemara has a bayah. There are two alternatives. One alternative is Mishum Takole, and the other alternative is the Chiyuv Misa of Behemo is Mishum Kole. Mishum Takole means by virtue of the fact that through this Behemo there was a Takole cause to the Reveya, to the Yisrael. So Memele, the Torah was Mechayeves Misa, the Behemo, because of the Takole it presented to the Yisrael. Kole means b'kshali tehei ha-behemo iveres b'shuk ve'imrim kolo ivrim shovim zui behemo shal pleini b'shepleini rovois. So it will be embarrassing for the Reveya. Every time the behemo will pass by b'shuk and people will say that's the behemo, that this person was Reveya. So the Gemara wants to be patient, because the Mishnah says that Kotn v'tes sherova asa behemo, so the behemo is chayev es mise, because Kotn v'tes biyosin biye, so yamret mishim kole mich. It's still embarrassing, but yamret mishim takole, Kotn is not a baronshin, so what kind of a takole is? So the Gemara says, no, it's not right. We can say that a few of these behemo is mishum takole. So you ask, why is the behemo chayev es mise when the reveya is a kotn? So kotn takole namik elo derachmoni udechosalo. So what's the pshat in the Gemara? That when a kotn doesn't avere, it's a mais avere. But he's potter a bunch. It's a mais avere. Mais avere it is, so it's a takole. Takole means because of the mais avere that was caused to the reveya. So the Bir Agro mentions that Gemara in Sanhedrin as a mokia for the halacha that